Dear listeners, it's Kia ora Tea here, and welcome to the British Whisperer. It's been a little while, hasn't it? And it's great to be back in your ears. I've been busy teaching, and now I have a lot of exciting things to share. I missed you while I was gone, and I've got some great episodes lined up for you. This year, I'm going to focus on your Cambridge English exam preparation and on two skills you are going to need to pass your test beautifully. Writing, speaking, reading, not to mention listening, which is, of course, the primary focus of this podcast. On the podcast website, thebritishwhisperer.com, you can find the links to the podcast webpage with full transcript of this episode, as always. So, in this episode, I'm going to focus on writing, which is a fundamental skill that is often overlooked before preparing an exam. How many of you have ever written a letter or an email in English? Well, if you haven't, it's time to do it, as without writing you won't be able to get your certificate. So we have a lot to catch up on, so let's get to it. The first thing you need to know are some useful websites that you can use to improve your writing skills. The first one I would like to recommend is Write and Improve from Cambridge. It's a free online tool that helps you to practice your writing and get your valuable feedback instantly. Write and Improve is really simple to use. Start writing, choose a workbook based on your level, and task to start practicing. When you're ready, you can create also a free profile, and everything you write will be saved. So again, it's very easy to use. You can just copy and paste or write directly into the form what you have to write, and within seconds, the site will give you feedback on writing mechanics. I really recommend you to practice the exam tasks, which are two for all levels, and to use any Cambridge preparation book to guide you to what you are expected to write about in the exam. About Writing Improve, I'm very impressed with the quality of the feedback. It could many essays and, even more surprisingly, offer accurate alternatives. The quality of the feedback the site gives, it's tons better than the feedback you could get, let's say, from Microsoft Word or even ChatGPT. Why? Because it's made for the exam, so is the purpose is really to get you get better to do the exam task. It's not just a generic kind of writing. A big problem, however, is that though the feedback appears to be very accurate, it gives no explanation of why, for example, your word choice might be incorrect. So you would write an essay with many errors corrected, but you wouldn't know what those errors were and wouldn't know if you understood the reasons why there were errors. That's why you should get feedback from a Cambridge English coach like me, and I'm here to help you, of course. Just contact me to review your email lessons and more. I'd be happy to. Well, anyway, our new advantage to students using this tool would be that teachers like me could concentrate on the big picture of your writing and help you to get through the, for example, structure of it, or, you know, just the communicative achievement and, of course, the without caring too much about the spelling or grammar and punctuation basics. So this might make it more suitable to higher intermediate, advanced and English proficient students who, with luck, will have made it past many of those kinds of mistakes. Anyway, I really recommend to use it as a daily practice. You might be surprised to hear that one of the best ways to improve your writing is accurately reading. Reading, in fact, will enable you to undertone how English is written differently from Italian, for example, and understand how the sentences are structured, which punctuation is used, etc. So we'd like to recommend you read every day a piece of writing, let's say a short news article. You will probably wonder, where should I find these free tools? Well, here I am with a list of suitable websites. The first one is Breaking New English, where you can find great news articles. You can choose your level and of course read an article in different levels if you want. You can start with beginner, then get into intermediate and see the difference in the vocabulary that is used, for example. Another excellent website that does this is News in Levels, where you can choose your level from level 1 to upper, intermediate and advanced level. And you can see again the same news in different written in different ways and with different vocabulary, idiomatic expressions and really a lot of more useful information for you. And last but not least, ingo.com offers a daily news level. And again, this is another tool that offers rich opportunities for your language learning and building reading comprehension skills that will enable you to build your vocabulary and understand really how it's important to understand why English is really different from Italian. And at the same time, getting informed about the news, which is something very useful. If you fancy literature, another really good free website is Writing Examples, which is a well-designed site that highlights particularly writing examples from famous writers and explains why they are good. So, I will send, I will copy every link to the podcast, of course, but if you just want to contact me and get the links to the websites, please DM me and I will certainly send them to you. Anyway, going back to writing skills, theory is great, but practice is pivotal. So to develop strategies for, finding topics, ideas and information, planning structures and procedure, websites like those are nice, Write and Improve, as I told you, in Cambridge. But as a also daily task, you could try writing a letter, for example, to yourself, or better, to your future self. Sounds weird? No, it's absolutely a good way to identify the things in your life that matter, as well as those things that you can let go. It's like a transmission across the years from younger you to older you. What would you say? What feels essential to report from this moment in time about your life and the world? I wonder it, as I would like to do it for myself, as considered writing a letter to future me. Why not just keep a journal and look back on what I've written 5 years from now? Well, a letter is different from a journal entry, like a sort of diary, I reasoned. In a letter, you address another person. You are making sure your thoughts are legible to them, explaining things that you wouldn't need to explain to your journal. And a journal, at least my journal, tends to be an exercise in immediacy, a way of getting down what happened today, what's on my mind in this instant. In a letter that I tended to capture my experience of being alive right now, what I'm going through, I probably pull back, take a wide view and present the situation as more as an offering than sort of regurgitation of what I am experiencing day by day. Anyway, I try to convey something essential about who I am, what I believe and hold dear. I recall an assignment in sixth grade in which we were directed to make a list of 100 things we hoped to accomplish before we graduated high school. Our teacher promised to send them to us when we turned 18. Well, I never received mine and often wondered what I wrote. I can only recollect that I put down that I wanted to dance with a famous actor, and I believe that I copied that from an inspiration from my, classmate. And anyway, neither of us accomplished this. I know that I would have feared that me at 18 would find me at 11, babyish. That is that same type of fear in writing to me 5 years from now. I want me in 2030 to look back and think my priorities and preoccupations worthwhile. I'm an adult now, and I want to believe that the gist of what I am is to some extent indelible, not so different from who I will be in the future. But there is a small part of me that hopes that future me is going to be wiser and more evolved, and makes me almost embarrassed to be me today. Well, my friend Laura writes a letter to herself every year on her birthday, but she doesn't open them. I asked her for advice. I tend to kind of graze over various areas of my life, internal and external, she said. Who did I hang out with? Who did I wish I spent more time with? What was my favorite beverage? What smell could I get enough of? What made me really sad? What lit me up? I plan to write my letter this weekend. So far, I've written Dear Curator, which already feels momentous. I can imagine my letter to myself being read in voiceover in the movie of my future life as I go about my day, as my goings-on intersect with my life now and diverge from it. Even the silly desire to impress my older self is like a fun challenge to step back and look at the things I'm doing that aren't serving me, the habits or worries I'm engaging in that I'll think were a waste of time. Anyway, you can set up your own letter project with friends if you want, one of you the keeper of these missives, setting a calendar alert to mail them out in August of 2030. Or I suppose you could just put the letters in a drawer to be opened then. But there is something about receiving it in the mail from someone else that makes it special, isn't it? Anyway, that brings it to the end of the episode. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. As always, on the website, The British Whisperer, you can find a full transcript of the podcast. And if you enjoy my show, please hit subscribe on Spotify or Apple Podcasts so you don't miss any other episode. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to support the podcast, please subscribe and leave a rating and a review. Or you can follow me on Instagram and spread the word. To stay up to date, you're welcome to share any feedback, thoughts, or writing an email to thebritishweeper@writing.com. And I hope you can take some valuable information from this episode and apply it to your English learning. And be sure to come back for a new episode. Until then, I'm Kiara Thea and this is The British Whisperer.